And now, here's Dr. Audrey Akins with your revelatory word for today.
Our word for today, chronos, is found first in Genesis, the first chapter, beginning at the third, going through the 15th verse. And it is one of many, many words that scripturally define time. But here it defines God's governed, regimental timing he sets. It defines the chronological, sequential passing of segmented time that men commonly experience and sometimes try to manipulate, as with daylight savings time. However, nothing actually can change the initial setting of chronos as God has established it, for it is a boundary for all circumstances on earth, and it must come under him. Consider, chronos defines also shore times that affect us all in parameters of hours, days, weeks, months, years, and all such limitations form seasons in which fruitfulness is expected to be attained by the occupiers of earth, which, remember, are all still his. So God has set chronos as cyclical times, those times meant to also be quantitative, giving a set way to keep track of passing time and line up events of history chronologically. So it is a chronological concept through which men can record, follow, and forecast events of things in earth. Our but God is, men sometimes foolishly think they can use chronos as a standard to track movements or refute words that God has said. But Jesus has said, it's not for us to know times or seasons, for God keeps them all under his own power. And trust me, he's got all time covered.
This has been your word for today with Dr. Audrey Akins.